Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
We're joined now on the line by Michael Healy-Rae, an incoming junior minister in this government, if indeed they ever get to vote on ministers or Taoiseach or any of that. Michael, can I first get your reaction to what's happened today?
Well, first of all, we thought that the transition to President Trump was going to be difficult. We never thought this was going to be the situation in Ireland today. So I suppose what we're seeing here today is unprecedented. I would have hoped that we would have got the business of electing a Taoiseach and electing a government over us today. But unfortunately, we're in the situation that we're in. And I really don't see, after there being so many suspensions, so many delays, I would have thought that it could have been sorted out and that we would have got that very important job of work over us. I'm disappointed that we are where we are. But the long and the short of it is, we are where we are.
And are you where we are at the moment, Michael Healy-Rae, because you and others and within the government are trying to pull a political stroke here by giving opposition speaking time to government supporting TDs?
The precedent is there in the past. You had a confidence and supply arrangement where Fianna Fáil were in opposition. And at the same time, they were allowed to speak inside the Dáil. Yeah. You had a situation in the past when... No, you asked me a question.
Go on. But you see, we've heard these precedents all day. And the problem is none of them directly fit this particular example, which is that you had TDs who formed a group and went into programme for government negotiations with the government, agreed a programme for government, agreed to support the government in good days and in bad, and then said they want to sit in the opposition benches. I haven't been given a precedent for those exact circumstances yet.
Well, do you know the way we leave this now? You rang me a while ago, as in 2 minutes ago, and I was asked to come on and to answer a question. If you were going to ask a question and answer it yourself, the best thing I can do is go away and let you talk away yourself. I wanted to make a point, and if I can't make it, will I just leave you talk away yourself?
No, what I would like is an answer to what is the priest... I'm putting a question to you, Michael Healy-Rae, and I'd really love an answer. Can you give me an example of the situation that I've outlined to you there, where a group goes into programme for government negotiations, agrees a programme for government, and then asks to sit in the opposition benches? Can you give me the precedent for that?
Can I talk now?
Yes, please. I'd love an answer.
No, because if you want to keep talking, I'll keep listening to you. No problem. Or I will go away and I'll let you talk away yourself.
Go on.
Right. The late Jackie Healy-Rae and a group of others, many years ago, they agreed to support a government through good times and through bad times, which they did. And they kept a government in place. And at the same time, they were allowed to stand up inside in the Dáil and speak on local and national issues, which they did for a long period of time. There were people like Mildred Fox, the late Harry Blaney, the late Jackie Healy-Rae, and plenty others. We had a situation in 2016 where people were making their point and when they were talking inside and raising issues, and at the same time, they were supporting government. Michael Lowry and others in the past, from 2020 until just now, were in opposition, and at the same time, they were supportive.
So can I ask you haven't answered my question, which is whether any of those people...
Michael,
it's a fair question. Did any of those people agree a programme for government and enter a programme for government negotiations?
If you want to keep on this tone, I'll just let you...
It's not a tone, it's a simple question.
No, I'll just tell you, I'll go away. If you want to keep talking, I will go away. So if I'm not going to be given the opportunity, and like I say, your producer rang me and said, would I come on the programme?
Yeah.
I agreed to come on and you won't let me talk, so it's fine. I'll go away. Oh,
well, I'm very happy to let you talk, but I would like you to answer the question. Has Michael Healy-Rae left us? Well, maybe he might come back and answer the question at another time. I think